You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
First of all, before we get stuck into the matchup, Gil, any line movement here?
That's a very good question. The line has moved some, yes. This opened as the Jets at -1.5, was quickly moved to 2 or 2.5. And now as we do this, on Friday morning my time, so that's about 48 hours before game time, a little more than 48 hours before game time, it's at 3, and I expect it to be 3 at game time. I always expected this to get up to 3. This was one of the two games when I do my guessing line show when lines are first out on Monday. I loved the Jets, and my colleague Chris Andrews, who's a bookmaker of 30 years in the state of Nevada, he loved the Jets too. This is probably my biggest lean on the day. Not as much at 3 as it was at 1.5, but I still love the Jets here.
The Jets -3 at 10-11. They have won 6 of the past 8 meetings against the Oakland Raiders. I'm excited by this game, though, because at least the Raiders, Gil, one of the worst performing franchises in recent history, they're beginning to show a little bit of sparkle.
They are, and there's no question they're better than they were. I mean, they won 3 games all of last year, right? They were 3-13. They're 3-3 already. So, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right? They're a better football team than they were, and that can be attributed to the fact that Derek Carr at quarterback is really a good young player, and he's got 2 good weapons in Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree. However, there's the old transition, Dave. However, he hasn't faced a defense like that of the Jets. And the Jets, by the way, I can say the same thing about the Jets. They were 4-12 last year. They've already won 4 games this year. They're much improved, too. But that defense is for real. I mentioned this on one of the videos I did for William Hill. Their defense, in terms of yards per carry allowed, number 1 in the NFL, just 3.4 yards per carry allowed. In terms of yards per pass attempt, number 2 in the NFL behind the Broncos D at 5.3 yards per pass attempt allowed. And overall, 4.5 yards per play allowed. That's the number 2 defense in the league. So a lot will be made of the Jets defense, and that's no news flash. That's no breaking news for anybody. Here's the part that I think doesn't get enough credit for the Jets. That's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick, by the way, for your listeners, Dave, went to Harvard, by the way. Can we talk about that for a second? Kid went to Harvard. 4th in total QBR in the NFL this year. We don't tend to think of Ryan Fitzpatrick as one of the 4 best quarterbacks in the NFL.
No.
But in terms of ESPN's proprietary advanced stat, he's 4. And in terms of avoiding sacks, listen to this. I mean, we talked about Matthew Stafford getting sacked 7 times last week. Ryan Fitzpatrick has only been sacked on 1.8% of all of their pass plays. That's the lowest mark in the NFL this season. You're going to win a lot of football games not getting sacked.
This is the litmus test. You've mentioned the numbers there about the Jets' defense, and this is the litmus test for Derek Carr and that young offense as well. The way the Jets will work, they still try, as they have done, and probably succeed in shutting down the running game of Latavius Murray. And in addition to that, they know they've got a cornerback of Darrell Revis's quality on the outside to deal with Amari Cooper. So that's how they're going to try and nullify Oakland and their offense, and they'll hope that Ryan Fitzpatrick will be able to keep those numbers up on that side of the ball, and they'll try and squeeze the life out of this Oakland Raiders team.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, you know, when you have Darrell Revis and Antonio Cromartie as your cornerbacks, you can do a lot on defense. Because those guys, I mean, there's a reason why Revis has the nickname Revis Island. If you can put those guys in single coverage, in other words, if you can afford to do that, which the Jets can, man, I mean, you can blitz, you can dog, you can do all kinds of things with that defense. And then against a young quarterback, and Derek Carr, for as much success as he has had early this season, still a young quarterback. So they're going to throw some things at him that are going to be unfamiliar to him. Todd Bowles is a defensive mind. He comes from that side of the ball as a former Super Bowl champion with the Redskins at safety. He is going to have a whole bunch worked up for Derek Carr. And one more note on Ryan Fitzpatrick before I let it go, because I'm sort of Ryan Fitzpatrick fixated. I can't believe some of these numbers. Because it's amazing how we don't give this guy credit,
yeah.
But he's had you know, even when he played the Redskins, I noticed how really smart he was when scrambling. He was able to avoid sacks. He scrambled at the real, not often, but at strategic times. Well, he also happens to be in the top five of expected points added at his position. So he is really adding value to that position. By the way, just to give a sort of comparative, he's ahead of Cam Newton in that category. So Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing at an elite level, and when you combine that with the defense, I love the Jets here.
The Jets minus three, the pick. I don't want to hark on about the New England Patriots too long, for too long, Gil, but last week they beat the Jets by 7 points, having overturned that fourth quarter deficit. Tom Brady dropped back to pass 90% of the time against the Jets. Historically in the NFL, the consideration is that you can, if you make a team one-dimensional, you're halfway to winning the battle. The Patriots become one-dimensional to win their games, which is, they almost flip it on its head, which is remarkable.
Yeah, there's nothing you said that is incorrect there. I just think the Patriots throw every old adage out of the books. You know, Tom Brady is something else. And they realized, the Patriots did, look, how are we going to beat this defense? We're not going to beat them on the ground. We're not going to beat them with a conventional offense. Let's take a quick drop back and get the ball out of your hands within a heartbeat. That's how we're going to play them. And so Tom Brady threw, as you point out, a ridiculous amount of time, short passing game, quick. And that's how you beat the Jets. So if the Raiders, you know, the Raiders are going to try, I'm sure. They saw that blueprint. They're going to try to do something about that. But the Jets will adjust, having, you know, they know that that's what the thinking is going to be. The Jets will adjust. And I don't know that Derek Carr is Tom Brady. And so easier said than done. Tom Brady makes a lot look easy that isn't easy at all.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.